This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And I have folks call me, say, Trailblazer, what do you mean by that, blazing the path? Well, it's just a common thing. When I was a child, we used to go hunting at night. My dad would take a blade and just blaze on the side of a tree. And so if we got back there somewhere and kind of got mixed up, we'd find our way out. But I'm blazing the spiritual trail. We are so bogged down now with spiritual things that we've gotten off the main track. Our folks no longer depend on the old King James Version Bible that we use here. They use every concoction of a Bible as it is, NIV and all of those things. And I have folks get mad with me, get angry with me because we don't sell them. But we're blazing the path. We're cutting away, attempting to cut away. Here in the South, we have a vine that they call kudzu. I don't know where it came from. It was brought here to stop erosion along of our creeks and rivers. And it's taken over the South here, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And it just grows so thick. I equate the era that we're facing today with that kudzu. It keeps coming back. I know, my friend, that we're living in the last days. I know that. The Apostle Paul said, when all of those things begin to take shape, look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. And I'm not discouraged at all. I'm not one whit discouraged, except for this one fact, that many folks, mine and yours, are not concerned about their soul. They're not concerned about their children's soul. We have some of our local people here that don't get up on Sunday morning and bring their children to Sunday school. And there's a lack, there's a dearth, there's a deadness about our people. That's what I'm concerned about. And I come here on this radio station every morning, Monday through Friday. Our regular Sunday services are here. Sunday night, Wednesday night, we have the Voice of Truth broadcast with Pastor L.R. Shelton. The late pastor's message is here. We send them out now over the known world, over the internet, over the radio missions radio, and over the streaming, live streaming. And we've been here. Pastor Shelton began bringing these messages 50 years ago, 60 years ago, and we're still going on strong. The Lord has given us a grace to go on. I often tell you that Pastor Shelton was a great pastor and a preacher, and he had many, many messages. We have over 400 titles of his messages that we have in print, and we'll be glad to send you a list of them if you'd like. They're good, old-fashioned. We're not modern by any stretch of the imagination. We're not easy-believingism. We're not that's what we have on the market today with a little showcase religion with pastor making $800,000 a year with a $1,000 suit on Sunday. No, my friend, we're just getting out the gospel. And the Lord has blessed here, blessed the Old Trailblazer, myself, Pastor Pendarvis, and other brethren that helped me. And we're just giving out what I call the raw gospel. We have messages now on CDs. And I'm surprised and blessed by the people have called me wanting that series on Satan, the God of this world. My friend, maybe you're new to this broadcast. We preach the gospel, just the old-time, old-fashioned gospel, that man is a sinner. We don't have any showcase. We don't have any makeup. We don't have any thrills and spills, and we don't go to the beach and strip off. We don't do those things. We don't have car washes to pay for our broadcast. No, the Lord supplies those needs. We depend wholly and solely upon the Lord. Someone asked me one day, was we an independent Baptist church? I said, no, we are dependent upon the grace and love and long-suffering of our blessed Lord. And the Old Trailblazer, I depend on him for every message that I bring. I surely make lots of mistakes. I bang up the King's English. I do those things. I can't help it. I'm just an old country boy. And my friend, but we're here this morning, coming back again on a Monday morning with another message. We started a couple of weeks ago on these thoughts. The soon coming, or the imminent coming of our blessed Lord. And I'm going to just review just a little bit this morning. Go back over some thoughts I had last week. When the New Testament opens, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know where that. Do you study your Bible at all, my friend? I ask folks, folks get angry with me because I ask folks in the congregation, hold up your hand, everybody that's read your Bible this week. Well, it embarrasses folks. Well, maybe I embarrass you, but have you read your Bible this week, my friend? Oh, my friend, the Bible is where we find the grace of God. The Bible is where we find redemption. The Bible is where we find the long-suffering of our blessed Lord. And the Bible is where we surely, surely find the soon coming of our blessed Lord. Could I just interest you just a little in your soul this morning? The Lord is coming. I know. We don't have a date. Nobody. I don't set dates, and I don't even do that. But, my friend, the Scriptures are true and plain that the Lord surely is coming. But let's go ahead in our study. And we just wanted to review just a moment. When the New Testament there opens, we hear the voice of the angel singing, announcing that the Messiah, Christ, has been born. We see the wise men winding their way from the east, looking for that infant king, the child Jesus, the King of the Jews. Christ grows into manhood, walks over the Judean hills, along the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Don't you like to study that, my friend? Don't you like, I like to fantasize. I do that. Some folks say I'm bad at that. But I like to fantasize. I like to go out on my back porch in the afternoon late, sun's going down over on the western horizon, and I have a little pea patch garden out there, a little pot garden that I raise and I fool with, and I walk out there, and then I look to see if the butter beans is coming up or if I do those things. I'm a plain man, my friend, and I bring you the plain gospel. But the Lord knows all about it, my friend. And then we see the Lord proclaiming. We hear the Lord proclaiming, I will come again. He speaks of his second coming there in an open discourse. He tells his disciples, I'm going into a far country, and I'm coming back in an hour when ye think not. It may be at evening when the sun is sinking, or in the golden west. It may be at midnight when everything is hushed up, gone to sleep. It may be at the cock crowing. We folks here in the country know all about it. Daylight, the old roosters begin to crow. It may be at that time. It may be in the wee hours, but it may be in the morning. But watch, he says, for you know not the hour the Son of Man cometh. He's constantly saying, watch, be ready, for you know not what hour I may return. Then he compares his coming to that of the bridegroom who comes at midnight to meet the waiting bride. Isn't that a beautiful picture, my friend? I love weddings. I've conducted weddings all over this country, and I love to see two young people fall in love and get married and make a happy home. I pray for them. I pray for you if you just recently married. And I also ask folks, make sure before you go there to that marriage altar that you know what you're doing. Make sure, my friend. The Scriptures tell us to not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. There's a lot, my friend. I know that some of the ministries, the churches, denomination have a period of time when they counsel those young people. I wish we could all do that. But my friend, listen. Then he compares his coming to the bridegroom coming at midnight. And he cries unto them to be ready with your lamps all trimmed and burning, for you know not the hour. It may be in the blaze of morning or at midnight darkness, but be ready. Oh, be ready, my friend, as one who watches for the return of our Lord. I often have told you, I conduct funerals all over New Orleans there when I was there in New Orleans, and they have those great old cemeteries and those great old mausoleums and tombs there. And one day I was bringing the service there, and his thought come to my heart, little old tent there, and I could look out across that cemetery, and I saw five backhoes digging graves over there on the other side, acres and acres and acres of graves. And I saw those five backhoes digging, getting ready for a funeral the next day. And I told the folks, one of these days, that shout is going to come. There'll be a shout, my friend. That's the reason I believe it'll be in the morning time. I don't know that for sure. It may be at night. But that shout will come, And those backhoe diggers will over there be working, digging, digging, digging. And that shout comes, and those graves near them will fly open. Those that's just buried in the ground, those graves will fly open. Those old tombs and old mausoleums will crack open and fall apart. And those bodies will come out. And those backhoe operators will take to the woods like a rabbit to the brush, my friend. But, my friend, won't that be great? Because they're going to rise first. The scripture says those who are asleep will rise first. Every individual who knows the Lord, buried in some old cemetery up there in Tennessee, those old Confederate and Union cemeteries up there, by the thousands of men buried up there. I've been in them looking at names on those dates and names. I like to do that. But those graves will come open one day, my friend, and they'll be caught up in the air. Go to meet the Lord. Then you and I, if you know the Lord, that's a good question, isn't it? Do you know the Lord? Old Trailblazer is just a funny old kook. I just ask folks. I don't want to be offensive. I ask folks, you know the Lord? Are you saved? Can you look up this afternoon on your back porch, if you have one, and say, thank you, Lord, for saving my old soul. Thank you, Lord, for saving this old reprobate. I was an old reprobate, old sinner, just an old sinner. But my friend, the Lord's coming back for me one day. And I tell folks here, some of them get angry, there's not one sin registered against the old Trailblazer. Not one sin, not one past sin, future sin, present sin, because they're all under the blood. Under the blood of Jesus, safe in the shepherd's fold. Under the blood of Jesus, safe though the ages roll. Safe when the storms grow louder. Oh, my friend, I wish I could sing that song for you. I won't. I'll get the words and read them to you one day. But we're just looking at when the Lord's coming back. We don't know when that'll be. But listen, he says, watch. I'll come as lightning that shines from the east to the west. But, and with all my holy angels, he declares, listen to this, two will be in the bed, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Are you going to be the one taken, my friend, my dear friend, my dear saint of God? Are you going to be the one taken, and your husband left, or your wife left? Oh, my friend, it's a gracious thing, isn't it, to know the Lord, to have a saved spouse? Are you going to be the one that's taken, or the one that's left? I hope you're the one that's taken. But this is the old Trailblazer. And we're here bringing you these studies now on the coming of our Lord, the imminent coming. He's coming, my friend. He's coming back. We sing a song here. He's coming back to earth again. And I ask you, are you ready? The only purpose of this meeting, this old Trailblazer, is to ask you to probe your heart. Are you saved? Now, I'm not talking about shaking some preacher's hand when you're 7 years old. That's not salvation. I'm not talking about being baptized and wash your sins away. That's not salvation. Oh, that's a church ordinance, my friend. But listen, the old Trailblazer is going to be back tomorrow with another message. We're just getting started today and reviewing a little bit about the coming of our blessed Lord. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the Old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.